Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah Gon, good afternoon to you. Why is Jeff Makubo not your mayor?
He wrote an article that was published by the Daily Maverick yesterday, and the heading which will give you the sense of the whole thing. Johannesburg is not falling apart. It is in the process of rebirth after the demise of a white city. And now basically he's haranguing people who are hankering after the Johannesburg of the past, particularly the apartheid past, and they're perpetuating this idea that the Joburg's demise is sort of soon upon us, very soon upon us. And he says that the tenor of the sentiment makes it very difficult not to arrive at the conclusion that it is choreographed. Now, and he then also goes on to say that if you cannot win an election based on your capacity for the future, it makes sense to try and create this idealized, old-fashioned picture of things until, quote, they, close quote, came and ruined everything. Now, let me put it this way. The only time you vote for the future governance of a city is when the existing governance of the city is so poor that you simply have to place your faith in someone else. And while there may certainly be racists out there who would express such opinions, almost everyone in Joburg has noticed that things have got really, really bad. He does acknowledge that the city needs to improve in the provision of electricity, in the rate of closing potholes, in the response to emergencies, the billing system, the refusal and cleaning up, as well as the Metro Police could do better. Now that just about covers absolutely everything. And I know it's absolutely appalling. And essentially this is the, what's worrying about this, or what's really awful, is that Jeff Makubo is basically saying that we expect too much of ANC controlled municipality. It can't provide for the entire, the greater Johannesburg area, which so far at the moment is proving to be true. And he's also saying, well, by implication, that the whites out there are complaining, but by implication, the blacks are not. And I think that's far from true. The bottom line is you can see decay. And if you want to hold the mayoralship and hold being the party in power at local government level, you've got to achieve. And the ANC restructured the municipality in the early days. And part of, I think, what contributes to the problem is that restructuring. One is how the place actually runs. And two is the fact that councillors can only ask people to do things like fill potholes, etc. They have no authority. And they met essentially, there's a wall between councillors and staff. So, my suggestion to Jeff Makubo, who calls nostalgia a useful political gimmick, is that if he can't take the heat, he must get out of the kitchen.
Wow, I'm listening to you. I'm following everything that you're saying. I'm agreeing. I'm nodding my head, and I'm thinking it sounds to me a bit like he's playing a race card as well. That having been said, Sarah, I mean, the man does have a problem. He needs to provide services to so many more people than one had to provide services to prior. So what does one do when you have a shrinking tax base, people leaving the city heading for safer, cleaner places like the coast? But he's got a difficult gig. This is not a job you want to do.
The problem for him is, one is it shows a lack of diplomacy and a failure to acknowledge that, shrinking as it may be, you do depend significantly on white members of society living in Joburg who contribute rates and taxes. Those are the rates and taxes you rely on extensively to help the poorer areas of Johannesburg, which need a lot of work. Now, it's not to say that it is an extremely difficult task. It's very challenging. Joburg is a very widespread city. But, you know, it is so difficult to get a real sense of how, whether it's properly run, or whether they can't run it, or they're poor, they're people inadequately, who perform inadequately. We have no idea really of how the municipality works. And, you know, I suspect, if you're judging by the municipalities around the country, and now only 27 of them have clean audits, that the inner workings of Johannesburg would probably be pretty grim to see.
There is no ways on earth I was going to chat to you today after a week that we've had, and we've got about 2-3 minutes left, and not going to address the Zuma issue. I was astounded that wasn't our main issue for today. Sorry, you have to please address it. What is the IRR's take on developments this week? The protests, the Carl Niehaus approach. Just talk to me, Zuma and the judgment.
Well, probably not much of it is a surprise, other than the judgment itself and the severity with which they berated Zuma. I mean, it was absolutely scathing. And I mean, there's no doubt he pulled a middle finger at them and dared them to do their worst, and they pretty much did. Now, one of the funny things to come out of it was that Edward Zuma said that he would die before his father went to jail.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm thinking, well, maybe, you know, he may be right. I mean, half of us think he may go to jail. The other half think he may not go to jail. But let me put it this way. I don't know what Edward Zuma is going to do if his father goes to jail.
Yeah, I know. I watched Carl Niehaus on television last night, kind of worrying that he's bringing the Kwanto Wesizwe veterans along on that journey. Scary journey. And I try to put myself in Zuma's mind to think, what could he possibly have thought the outcome could have been? How did he think he was going to win this one?
Well, you see, the thing is, you know, it's one of those very difficult things to explain. But I think part of it is, you know, what isn't yet happening, he'll worry about later. And I think part of it also is that you have such an overweening sense of your power, your authority, that you can't envisage that the outcome will be this. As I said, alternatively, a plan will be made, and maybe there's an executive jet arriving shortly in the quiet of the night somewhere
else. Interesting. Yeah, like Bashiri seems to get in quite easily, in and out, so why shouldn't Zuma?
Absolutely. And you know, Waterkloof Air Base has been used for more in the past. So,
we do know that.
I actually don't think they had much choice. I mean, look, obviously he couldn't base it on nothing, but that he's, I think it was a 21-page letter berating the judicial authority of the Concord was not a smart closing gambit, as far as I'm concerned.
And then, yeah, we're kind of out of time, but just 1 minute of your time, because two interesting stories over the past couple of weeks. One, Clover shutting up shop in one of the other provinces who weren't delivering. And now, this week, news that Rio Tinto closing up shop in KZN because crime just out of control. This is the cost of state failure, says the Business Maverick. Taking it, you'd agree with that.
I agree with Ed Stollard completely. The one using the Clover example, and the same will probably apply to Astral Chickens, Astral Foods in due course, is simply that services have collapsed, so they cannot run their entity properly. And in the case of Rio Tinto, it's probably largely organized crime with sort of desperation on the edges. But you know, if things work, you're more likely to repel this sort of thing. And it's an embarrassment of magnitude for the government.
That's where we're going to leave it this afternoon, Saragon. Thank you as always. You and I will chat again same time next week.
Cool. See you then.